This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A fire near the Colorado Springs Airport yesterday prompted the evacuation of about 50 homes and a shelter-in-place order at the airport. Lieutenant Deborah Minot with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says the fire started after a deputy's vehicle got stuck in the grass while on a call.
After trying to get out of being stuck, the catalytic converter underneath the vehicle actually was what caused this fire. The fire quickly began moving, quickly engulfed his vehicle, and in a matter of just minutes, it moved very quickly right through that field.
Minot says the fire is considered accidental, pending investigation. Authorities are reminding people to be mindful of conditions and to sign up for peak alerts. The fire was one of four reported in the Pikes Peak region yesterday. As a result of those fires, some evacuation orders remain in place for Colorado Springs and to the west in Teller County. One fire west of Cripple Creek has burned almost 400 acres. Over in the northeast part of town, more than 1,000 people were given permission to return home last night, including Jessie Turner, who moved to her neighborhood less than a week ago.
We were outside picking up the boxes. They were all blown around. And then I heard sirens. Then I heard my alarm go off on my phone, and it said, evacuate Summer Grace. I'm like, what? This is us.
One person was confirmed dead earlier today at the Skylark Mobile Home Park, where evacuation orders remain and 8 homes were destroyed. This is CPR and KRCC.